is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's 6 after on this Tuesday, and time to pull up your chair and get a pencil because it's time to go to class for a moment here. I had a couple of the listeners, a couple of you folks push back and say, well, you know, you're wrong about GMOs and then, you know, vaccinations are bad for people and so on. All right, so it's education time. And then I had some, Tony here say, you probably support the pharmaceutical industry too. Yeah, in fact, I do. For the most part, that doesn't mean they get a blank check, but yes, in fact, I do support an industry that has fought back against heart disease, cancer, diabetes, scoliosis, high blood pressure, and so much more. Yeah, I do believe that. So let me give you I want to go down this road of vaccines because oftentimes it ends up in the conversation with GMOs. I'm not quite sure why, but hey, let's have the conversation, shall we? Because Tony said I should do more research. As if I don't do more research than anybody you're going to listen to today. Which I will and do every day because I take the job seriously. Do you know who invented vaccinations, by the way? Dr. Edward Jenner, widely credited with being the guy who discovered vaccines, an English physician. And vaccines now, immunization credited with saving upwards of 10 million lives a year worldwide. Another 16 million deaths. This is according to UNICEF now. I believe that's a credible source. UNICEF. Another 16 million deaths a year could be prevented if effective vaccines were deployed against all potentially vaccine-preventable diseases. So far, only one disease has been eradicated worldwide by vaccines, saving 5 million lives annually, that being smallpox, which I mentioned before the break. Polio, however, could be next. You know, polio is a big problem in America. You don't hear about it now because Americans vaccinate. Over 80% of the world's children are now being immunized against the polio virus, and the annual number of cases has been cut from 400,000 in 1980 to less than 100,000 now. The United States will save $270 million a year that is currently spent on polio vaccination if it's eradicated. $270 million a year. The savings for Western European countries, about the same, so another $270 million. Measles, currently killing 1.1 million children a year, is another possible candidate for complete eradication. And this is how it works. Let me give you some examples here, immunization and the story so far. Annual deaths from smallpox were 5 million. That number is now zero. Zero. Because of immunization. Now, that is not to take lightly those that have bad reactions to vaccinations. It happens. Sometimes it's because of the preservatives or the additives or whatnot. And yes, that's a problem. Diphtheria. 86% of the diphtheria cases in the world prevented from vaccine. Whooping cough, 64% prevented. Measles, 2.7 million annual deaths if there were no vaccinations. But they prevented 1.6 million. That's a drop of 60%. Neonatal tetanus, down 58%. Hepatitis B, and this is kind of a new program, 58% cut. Polio, cut 86% worldwide, and it goes on and on and on. But here are some diseases that could be addressed with vaccines, potentially malaria and other parasitic infections. 2.2 million people a year die from malaria. 1.5 million from HIV. Diarrhea kills 3 million, and acute respiratory infections take another 4 million. Now, this is all from UNICEF, and these are all things that could be prevented by vaccination. It's important to understand this because you hear a lot of nonsense out there. Now, Tony further challenged me on my support of pharmaceutical companies. Yes, I support pharmaceutical companies. That's not a blank check, but certainly companies that have been able to address high blood pressure, therefore reducing tremendously the number of heart attacks and strokes and aneurysms on an annual basis. Yes, that's important. Reducing, you know, high blood pressure is extremely important to this population in a day and age when you have obesity. I mean, make no mistake. We live longer, healthier, more productive lives than at any time in human history. Part of that is from education. Part of that is from communication and education and transportation and immunization. All of these things play in there. And it's all a product of the free market and capitalism, because we've had the opportunity to compete and make better products and healthier people and people that live longer, like I said, longer, healthier, more productive lives than at any time in human history. And in fact, in my life alone, the longevity, the life expectancy has increased 19%. If you're born a woman in America today, you should live to be over 80 years old. 83, I think, was the number. I don't have it in front of me. But you can check my facts. I'll be right there, 82 and a half, 83. If you're a man born in America today, if you're a boy born today, you should live to be about 80. That's averaging out all the states. Some states you live a little bit longer, some a little bit less, and it depends on your background and the specific family tree you come from. But on average, you live longer today. Better food, better living conditions, better medicine, yes, provided by big pharmaceutical companies. And do some take advantage of the situation and line their pockets? Yes, they do. But by and large, they have created medicines that have made our lives better, from simple medicines like aspirin, invented in 1899 in Germany, to Advil, to just basic painkillers. Think about the joy that that's brought back to people's lives because of minor pain and irritation. Spinal cord stimulators. Here's something else done by big medicine, because from big pharma, you go to big medicine. If you have big pain problems, you have a spinal cord stimulator put in, you know, for pain prevention. And all of these inventions and opportunities, and if you need your body looked at, you get in the CT tube, right? And there you go. So there you go. I just all of these things pushing us forward, and there's always somebody back there saying, "No, we can't do that. It's bad for you." Wrong. Better medicine, better food, better living conditions have created the greatest generation for longevity in human history. So yes, I support vaccinations. I support GMOs. I support big pharma. For the most part, I don't think a guy should be charging, what was it, $800 for an EpiPen that costs $3 to manufacture. I think that might be immoral. But you get my point. And if you want to match research for research, well, I wish you well. It's 14 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Send your comments. I'll play ball. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near.